Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric. It is I, Magenta, I know, and him, Bernard.
Good Lord.
Back with another exciting installment of the thing that happened to us a little while ago. Did we ever pick a name for the story, Bernard?
I don't think we did.
Well, all right, let's have a think. How about, how about the curious incident of the noun
The thing in the thing, the curious incident of the thing in the thing.
We can't say that, Bernard. Thing in the thing, no one will know what that means. How about we bibliomance it?
All right.
Let's bibliomance it. Just grab the nearest book. What have you got?
I've got here Assassin's Apprentice by Robin Hobb. We've used that before.
All right, that'll have to do.
All right.
Oh, and we can use the cat cards as well.
Oh, yes.
We've had great success lately with the cat cards.
Yes.
So just pick a page.
At random. I'm going to do the flicking method.
Yes. Ooh, spit it, speak right. Unto us. Guide us.
Would you like to give me a line number, Magenta? This is novel, isn't it?
One.
All right. Well, the sentence is, he has no patience with the details.
All right. So what's the noun in that? Details.
Details.
Right. Okay. The curious incident of the details in the cat card.
Cat card. The first cat card says... massage.
Of the details in the massage.
Well, they're very important.
I mean, that's one story we've got. I'm not entirely sure if it's relevant
sure it's this
to this story.
Yeah.
Although, actually, it is. Maybe not in this chapter, but in a future chapter.
Oh, gosh, yes.
The details. Goodness,
that's
once
true.
Again, the spirits have come through for us.
They know, don't they?
Yes, although we don't want to do any spoilers, so I won't explain that any further right now. But the name of the story is now The Curious Incident of the Details in the Massage. Right. An adventure read straight from our very own diary entries, for 'tis a true story that actually happened to us. Isn't it, Bernard?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
Well...
why do you sound so unsure? You were there.
Yes, but I was just browsing Twitter and it's really made me think. Truth is a funny old thing, isn't it? You know, two people can have access to the same set of facts and observations and yet come to entirely opposite conclusions.
Hang on, are you saying you and I believe different versions of the same story? That one of us is a lunatic conjuring mad ideas out of the air, I suppose, and the other is a name that rhymes with Gernard. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I just think it's fascinating that what we perceive as truth is filtered through our own beliefs and fears and neuroses.
If you keep going on like that, everyone's going to think I'm an unreliable narrator.
No, I'm not saying that
at all. And that's a literary device that requires some skill to get right. Skill and effort, two things I will not be accused of. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, my dear. I mean, for the record, you are, generally speaking, very truthful and very straightforward.
Yes.
More than most, in
yes.
fact. Devastatingly blunt, some might say. Or outrageous and offensive, as a Twitter user said about your suggestion to shove
All right, shut up now, Bernard. This is a safe space. Far away from the Hieronymus Bosch painting that is Twitter, thank you.
Bish-bash-bosh, eh?
Oh, God, let's tell the story before I get a migraine. All right, Settle down, one and all, with an iced bun and a cup of tea, and listen to Bernard's silken tones as he gives a quick update on where we got to.
Ah, righty-ho. So Maybelline had just told us, over iced buns and tea, about a family curse, one that Magenta would soon find herself at the mercy of.
And here we go. Creaky book opening noise.
Magenta trapped in a bowl,
cried Bernard.
Yep.
Maybelline said.
But just your soul, your physical body is left behind. Not living, but nor is it dead. Well, not until it dissolves into a puddle of flesh and bone several hours later, before becoming a little pile of dust shortly thereafter.
We stared at Maybelline, transfixed with horror. I let out an involuntary whimper, and Bernard groped for my hand to comfort me. That's not my hand, Bernard, I said.
Oh, sorry,
said Bernard, releasing me. When will this happen? I snapped. When am I becoming a bowl, damn it?
It's not always a bowl,
she replied.
Your soul might get zapped into a mug or a fridge magnet.
Maybelline paused to lick out a jam donut until it was nothing more than a soggy, doughy shell, which is what I'd soon be if I didn't figure out how to break the curse. A fridge magnet, I repeated, my voice faint. Oh, hang on, sorry. A fridge magnet, I repeated, my voice faint.
It's fairly random. Although I have noticed the curse favours particularly garish household items.
She looked around.
Spoiled for choice in this house.
She had the family bluntness, I noted, the cow.
But when? When?
Husked Bernard. Husk it, Bernard.
But when? When?
That's it.
How long has she got?
Which I thought was a bit dramatic. This isn't Beecher's, Bernard, I said.
I said when?
Husked Bernard, louder this time. Maybelline gave a little grimace of sympathy.
The curse will come into effect on your birthday.
I hope you bleeped that out, Bernard.
Well, of course I do. I always do. Anticipating your desires every step of the way since 19...
Well done. None of anyone's business how old I am.
Although, you know, I saw someone say on Twitter that we should be normalising the ageing process for women, and then if we celebrated the majesty of older women...
Oh,
then
what's this we business? You mean me? You could be as decrepit as you like. I'm the one whose worth is apparently tied to my rapidly diminishing ovarian store. Which is why I will continue to say I am 25 until I am an actual fossil.
And you don't look a day older.
Thank you, darling. Oh, you take over the story, will you? I need a drink after all that.
Oh, well, you could use the Shaker and Spoon cocktail box, in fact.
Oh, yes.
So $20 off for the listeners at home with the code MOCKERYMANNER.
Oh, yes, shakerandspoon.com with the code MOCKERYMANNER.
Yes.
We get a little bump every time someone buys one
we
of these.
We do, yes, so do sign up.
Yeah, all right. Shaker and Spoon. With the code MOCKERYMANNER. How much do we get every time?
It's $35 or something.
That's pretty good, actually.
It's not bad.
All right. And it's very nice as well, actually. It's very nice, yes. Anyway, use my diary, Bernard, not yours. Here you go.
All right. This might be a bit confusing, though, because then I'm speaking as you.
I can't hear you above the cocktail shaker.
But I... Well, all right, here we go. Magenta's birthday... But that's the day after tomorrow, exclaimed Bernard, jowls a-quiver. Jowl? I don't have jowls, do I?
Cocktail?
Unbelievable. Typical, I muttered.
Oh, yes, so this is you being me now. So whenever it says I...
Oh, of
because
course.
Because it's my diary, you're yes. being me. So if you could do an impression of me, your lady wife...
All right, I will...
A flattering impression.
Okay.
It will be less confusing for the listeners.
I see, yes, I'll do that. Typical, I muttered. 48 hours to break a curse, or an eternity stuck on a mantelpiece, or shoved in a cupboard. A thought popped into my head, and I leapt from my chair. What are you doing, dear? Bernard quavered as I traversed the kitchen, his jowls now positively vibrating with distress. They're cheeks. They're not jowls. I think they're rather pert, aren't they?
Well, they're a bit low to be cheeks, dear. Maybe they were cheeks once upon a time.
Oh, this is devastating.
Cocktail umbrella.
Ignoring him, I opened the cupboard that contained miscellaneous crap and started tossing the contents onto the kitchen floor. Onto the lino came salt and pepper shakers, shot glasses, and sundry bits of old tat. These are some of the ugliest household items we own, I declared, and one of these objets is very, very old. Now, where is it? Aha, this! I held aloft a milk jug in the shape of an udder. No cow, just udder, complete with veins snaking across its distended form. This revolting object is 200 years old. Does it?
Does it house a soul? Completed Maybelline, arching an eyebrow. Your instincts are correct. It contains my predecessor, your relative from 10 generations ago.
200 years as a porcelain udder! I thought it had bad vibes, I said, and gingerly placed it on the kitchen counter. One of the udders stared at me meaningfully. But why does the curse only affect every 5th generation?
Maybelline shrugged. Oh, you know what demons are like. Numbers are their thing. The 7 this, the trinity that. Glandiform obviously likes the number 5.
Glandiform? Said Bernard.
Glandiform the demon.
There's a demon called Glandiform that cursed my family? When did this happen? And what did we do to him?
Before Maybelline could answer, Bernard leapt to his feet. It doesn't matter what anyone did to him, said Bernard and clenched his fists. More importantly, where can we find the bugger? I'd like a word with him.
Ooh, what an ending! I liked how when you did Bernard's lines...
Yes?
You sounded more like Bernard.
I did an impression of myself, didn't I? I exaggerated myself. Well, what, I mean, you have to differentiate somehow.
Yes,
I'm playing 3 characters in this. It's quite a feat of voice acting.
It is! It's no wonder that the good people from the Amelia Project have approached you to do a voice, isn't it,
well,
Bernard? Well... little bit of news there, little bit of exciting
you know,
news for our listeners.
Bit hush-hush, you know, don't tell anyone or anything. You
it's
know,
it's but... going to take a while. When is it coming out?
Oh, I
we
don't know.
Know.
Some,
ages.
Some point in
they
the
actually
future.
Plan ahead, which is bananas,
extraordinary.
If you ask me. Very
Why?
Strange
Why would
behavior.
You bother doing that?
But yes, anyway, listen out for that. Anyway, I think we should stop there, my dear.
Yes.
Oh, it was an exciting moment, though I remember it so well. I'd like a word with him when you said that, Bernie. Oh, so powerful, so thrusting.
Not quivering, then? Not just a giant jowl quivering in the breeze?
Oh, don't tell me you're upset.
You kept saying I have jowls. We should read my diary. My diary doesn't mention jowls at all.
But why does it matter?
Well, jowls aren't sexy, Magenta.
Bernard, people say that jowls aren't sexy.
Yeah, I know!
But that doesn't mean that nobody is attracted to jowls.
You're attracted to my jowls?
I mean, I don't want them disembodied and starring in their own porn film, but I enjoy your jowls as part of a being that I am very attracted to.
Oh. Well,
yes.
I suppose that's all right, then.
God.
Yes. Well, then, well, maybe we should draw the podcast to a close for now, my dear, and...
Oh, I recognise that look.
Yes.
This is why I have to be careful complimenting you. We'd never get anything done. All right, then. Goodbye!
Bye!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Jesters of Ravenloft is a new podcast being recorded on Twitch. It's D&D 5e, and we'd love to tell you about it, but we can't. Because seriously, the cast know nothing about what is going to happen. Adam McNamara is mystified. Del Borovic is baffled. Guy Bradford is bewildered. Tyler Hewitt is even more clueless than usual. And me, Ryan LaPlante, the DM, I'm the only person who knows what's going on. We're live on Twitch May 31st at 8:30 p.m. EST. And every Friday, after our Wednesday night shows, we'll be dropping 2 episodes of Jesters of Ravenloft here. So get ready, subscribe, and soon you will be journeying into Ravenloft alongside our jesters. Oh yeah, don't tell them about the whole Ravenloft thing. They really know nothing.